From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjab province on Monday, killing more than a dozen people. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shown by pro-Houthi Yemeni media showed part of the rudimentary two-story Abs hospital complex on fire and a number of bodies lying in the courtyard of the facility. Hilal Sufi, deputy governor of Hejri province, said it was the only working hospital in the area and that it served four or five other adjacent regions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been re-elected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, who took just under 48%. Members of Hichilema's party alleged vote tampering in the August 11th election and say they will appeal the results to Zambia's Constitutional Court. Syrian government and opposition rebel forces poured reinforcements into the city of Aleppo on Monday. Both sides are planning for a battle that diplomats are trying to avert. Monitors said as many as 2,000 pro-government fighters had arrived in the city since late Sunday. One observer says the Great Battle of Aleppo is imminent. The government-leaning newspaper Al-Watan reported Monday that the army had received enough military reinforcements to retake the areas of the city under rebel control. Monitors say as many as 500,000 civilians remain trapped in the city. This is VOA News.